A new smartphone app has been launched to help male refugees settle in Australia. It's called New Roots, and the app's available in Farsi, Arabic, Tamil. It includes documents, tips, maps, games, all with the emphasis on physical and mental health. It's been launched ahead of the arrival of course, the 12,000 refugees affected by the conflicts in Syria, and it's trialled in New South Wales. Violet Rumeliotis is the CEO of Settlement Services International, the major humanitarian settlements provider in New South Wales, which launched the app. Violet, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, James.
Good morning. Why have you devised this app?
Well, we've devised it because we believe that new arrivals, humanitarian males who arrive, are typically aged between 18 and 45. And when they come with a number of stresses attached to adapting to a new country, seeking, you know, information, new friendships. And there's also, for many of them, past trauma that can impact on their physical, social, and emotional well-being. So we felt that it would be a great thing to be able to offer some additional assistance focusing on their well-being.
And how does it work?
Well, there's three components to it. I wanted to talk a little bit about the name because it is based on a metaphor, which is when you transplant a tree from one place to another, it takes time for it to grow new roots and become strong again. And eventually, of course, with sun, nutrients and water, the tree can grow strong again and fruitful. And the three components of the project are indeed focusing on the fact that people do come with a lot of strengths, but if you can intervene and prevent, stresses and all the other things that might come with adapting to a new environment, then that's going to support people to remain well. So a holistic approach. So there's a mobile phone app, as you mentioned, in English, Arabic, Farsi and Tamil. There's an online toolkit, which essentially is, a tool for settlement caseworkers to support them in promoting the mental health of their clients. And there's a range of tools that they can use in that app. And then there's a third component, which is critical, which is training for Arabic, Farsi and Tamil-speaking community leaders to increase their awareness of the app and ways that they can promote health and well-being in their communities. And that's critical because, of course, our new arrivals, our refugees, when they arrive, are embedded in their communities.
You're talking about Arabic, Farsi speakers who are already Australian.
Yes, who are really, drivers in their local communities, community leaders, faith organisations, business leaders. They play a critical role in assisting people to settle effectively.
And that'll be particularly important, won't it, for the 12,000 that are due to arrive from Syria, because so many are from what are very small minority communities in their own country.
Exactly right. And this tool, because they all have smartphones, it's a critical link for them, a lifeline to family and to services like ours and to the department. So they really do need to have those smartphones. And it's critical in that it allows them opportunities to, in language, access a whole range of services that are local and that are relevant to them, that meet their needs at that time. Because we have orientation programs, but they're really, there's sort of a range of information post-arrival where people may or may not be sort of ready to hear it. Whereas these tools allow them to access that. It's a little sort of directory and a little case manager in their pocket that they can access when they need it.
A case manager in your pocket. This must be exciting for you because you've got such a very difficult job. And the other service providers, your CEO of Settlement Services International, they are so complex and so critical that the transition is made as smoothly and as seamlessly as possible that it's a very, very difficult challenge.
It has challenges, but there's also, James, amazing resilience and adaptation. People sort of integrate very quickly. They're aspirational. They're so happy to be here. They really do appreciate it. But what we're saying is that men in particular, we recognise that across many cultures, men have often felt that they might, they need to quietly take on personal challenges alone. And we believe, of course, that this is an outdated view. And we wanted to offer something where they can actually acknowledge that there may be some information they need or opportunities that they might have in the community to engage with community.
And this smartphone app is directed particularly at men or uniquely?
It is. That's right.
I see. Tell me what else is in there. It's going to be trialled in New South Wales for a year. How will you measure its success?
Well, look, we're first call contact, and we've got sister organisations across the country, and we're working with two amazing partners, with Beyond Blue and the Movember Foundation. So we will have those metrics in place, and we are seeing, you know, many of those men day to day in our, you know, our case managers are. So we are able to actually find out how much they're using these tools, and also ask our case managers, and we're also really well embedded, engaged with our community leaders. So we will be able to actually gauge how much they're using it and get some feedback on how it may be improved.
And did Settlement Services International Ward commission a software writer to write this app?
Yes, they did, yes.
I see, and that was done at commercial rates?
I'm not sure on that, James. I'll have to back to you on that.
Can anyone download it?
Yes, it's a free app. Anyone can download it onto an iPhone or an Android device.
And it may well be of use to other communities.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because it's available in English. So many of our arrivals speak English, so they can use it. But any community member, and that's why we're so excited, because it really is a great tool. And other case managers working with other vulnerable communities can use it as well, because essentially it is about well-being, looking at an individual as a person, as a, you know, holistically, and their social and emotional well and physical well-being.
Violet, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Violet Meliotis is the CEO of Settlement Services International, who will be providing settlement services for the Syrian refugees once they arrive.